Governor Jared Polis announced on Monday that Colorado has joined other Western states in a regional pact as it seeks to coordinate approaches to lifting stay-at-home orders. The other states who were part of the Western States Pact are California, Oregon, Washington, and Nevada. The governors of all of these states are Democrats. The Denver Post reports that the pact operates under three principles: that health concerns come first, that health outcomes and science and not politics will guide decisions, and that the states are more effective when working together. Similar pacts have been made in other regions like the Midwest and the Northeast. Many public health and government officials say that a regional approach is needed to opening up states due to interstate travel and commerce. Housing is still a major source of concern for Coloradoans during the pandemic. Speaking at a virtual town hall meeting on Monday that was hosted by State Representative Jonathan Singer, Frank Alexander, the Executive Director of the Boulder County Housing Authority, said that the city has launched some new measures to help people who are struggling.
We also jointly launched with our city partners across the county a housing helpline, and here's the phone number, 303-441-1206. That housing helpline has coordinated about 12 different funding streams from our local community and across the state to help do rent assistance and eviction prevention and also support mediation with landlords, get people connected with other legal supports in the community, and also financial counseling and financial supports that are available.
Also speaking at yesterday's town hall meeting, Kathy Alderman with the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless said that there have been efforts statewide to help provide shelter for those experiencing homelessness while also allowing people to maintain social distancing.
And that is step one. It is not a solution, but it is a way to get some additional space, provide some more room for people to breathe and access services. In Denver specifically, we've opened up the National Western Center and the Coliseum to provide that de-densification. And we've provided National Guard staff to kind of help with some of the physical distancing requirements in current shelter settings. The next step that we've taken is doing screening at the door. So before someone comes into shelter, they're screened for symptoms of the virus or potential exposure. They can then be referred for testing. And after testing is when we get into our third strategy, which is this motel, hotel, non-congregate setting strategy. We're taking a dual approach to this. The first is activated respite. That's for someone who's been tested and is awaiting results, but doesn't have a home to isolate in. And then we also are allowing people who have tested positive and need a place to recover in to access these types of rooms. The second types of rooms are protective action. These are for those high-risk individuals who, if they contract the virus, are very likely to need hospitalization or critical care. And so we want to make sure that we're removing as many of those people as possible out of congregate settings and getting them into an isolated space.
That's Kathy Alderman with the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless speaking yesterday during a telephone town hall meeting hosted by State Representative Jonathan Singer, talking about efforts statewide to help people experiencing homelessness during the COVID-19 pandemic. Members of the public will have a chance to hear directly from Boulder County Public Health this afternoon, as local health officials will be hosting a Facebook Live event starting at 5 p.m. to discuss the local response to the coronavirus pandemic. Boulder County Public Health Executive Director Jeff Zayek will discuss the decision to extend the state order and the focus for the coming weeks. And Boulder County Housing and Human Services Executive Director Frank Alexander will also share more details about services and support available to residents.